Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, Christian nationalist patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from the ever-shrinking Patriot Free Zones in America. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday,
yes,
where the truth of God is black and white.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, speaking of the truth of God, well, it just happens to be that we failed miserably last week. We failed miserably on Friday, or even the whole rest of the week, to even mention anything about Yom Kippur.
Right.
Or Feast of Tabernacles.
Yes.
And so we, you know, we feel really, really dumb about that, especially since Friday was when we realized, oh my gosh, is it here already?
Yeah.
It was the start of Friday night, as soon as the sun went down, was the beginning of Feast of Tabernacles.
Right.
And here we are talking about how important the feasts are and keeping them. And we honestly, it's like the last 2 weeks have flown by so fast, and we have just been up
right
to our ears in all sorts of different things, just busy. And
yeah,
so I know that's no excuse, but we wanted to point it out now because...
Well, and a point of clarification, too. First of all, these are God's feasts.
Yes.
And it's a common misconception, including our own misconception, that these feasts are Jewish feasts.
Right.
And the more we learn about them, the more we are learning this convergence with this great awakening that's taking place with Jews becoming Christians, becoming Christian pastors. Rabbis who are becoming Christian pastors,
right,
are bringing these two things that don't cross over. You know, Judaism is its own one religion and Christianity is another, but they're like, no, this is the Jewish Jesus. This was the Jews' Messiah.
Right.
That many, especially the leadership, rejected Jesus, so they took the gospel to the Gentile world. It was intended for the Jewish people.
Right.
So our king celebrated those. The early church celebrated those.
That's right.
Now, we can't celebrate... We can't keep the feasts, many of them, because they require you going to Jerusalem, and there's all kinds of ritualistic things involved there that also involve the temple, which doesn't exist anymore. So even though you can't keep them, you can still celebrate them.
Right, exactly.
And the reason why is because they are foreshadowings that Christ will fulfill, like he did the first three feasts.
That's right.
He will fulfill the second three feasts. And the more we learn about them, the more we learn about our own Lord and King.
Right, right. And see, and this is, but still, you know, we've known this for the past couple years that, you know, you're supposed to keep the feast. But we, you know, it's one of those things that we missed it on Friday. We failed to point it out for everybody, but we still kept it because as soon as I actually looked at the calendar, I went, oh, no.
Right.
Today is the day. And, you know, Friday was, well, pretty, you know, halfway through the day, and we'd already recorded
right
the show, everything. And so we kept it. We kept it ever since it started. So we wanted to bring that up for you guys because we don't want you all to miss out on the opportunity to have the same fun. Because, first of all, the Feast of Tabernacles is meant to be the most joyous, the most fun feast of all of them all year long. And in fact, the Lord actually tells everybody, you will rejoice.
It's a command.
Yeah, it's true. It's yes, true. It's true. Don't, you know, if you feel like you are under the weather or grumpy, understand that as the devil speaking in your ear, because yes. he knows that God loves that one the most. That one's the most fun. And so if you have any grumpy thoughts, reject those as not your own, and that somebody's trying to pull you off track, because you need to be having fun.
Right.
And so we enjoyed Saturday, and we really, you know, looked into quite a bit of the celebrations that were going on in Jerusalem,
right.
and how they were being celebrated. And I'll tell you what, those people just flat out know how to have fun. They have a blast. And yep. so watching some of the live coverage of the feast and what they're all doing, you know, they're all in the streets. They're dancing and singing together in huge groups.
Yeah,
and
thousands of people.
And all echoing throughout old Jerusalem,
right.
you know, old city Jerusalem, is just singing and music, and you can hear it all throughout. And, you know, even with what's going on politically and militarily around Jerusalem, I was astonished to see no Muslims.
Right.
None of them. There were no Muslims. There was excellent Israeli security.
Yep.
And everybody was just flat out relaxed and having a blast.
It was at nighttime, and you wouldn't think they had a security concern
in the world. Yep. Yep.
It was pretty cool to see. Just the streets were just packed full of people.
And lots of young people, like girl schools, all
yes.
out there all together, all singing and dancing together.
Right.
It was wonderful to see it. Oh my gosh. I you know, you and I were talking about how the Jews really got it down. You know,
well, they
we
have
don't see
such,
anything like that over here in America.
There is no cohesive culture like the Israeli culture,
right.
and the heritage that they have, of
right.
course. But the left will have you think that those who embrace their countries, their nationalism, and their heritage are just a minority, that everybody wants transgenderism, everybody wants this LGBTQ alphabet soup.
Garbage.
Stew.
Yeah.
And, you know, really, and they're the loudest voices and in your face. And we see a lot of that in America, you know, our schools. We see that in the news, or in Europe, Israel. But then you see this side come out. It's like in America, going to a Trump rally.
Right.
Right. And you realize, wait a minute.
That's not us.
Those people waving rainbow flags
yeah.
does not represent but just a small fraction of
right.
of this culture.
Well,
and the
fact,
same thing with Israel.
It's anywhere between 1% and 3% is all it represents. And so you're exactly right. When we see that stuff, that doesn't represent America at all.
Right.
At
right.
all. I mean, it's better for us to watch an old John Wayne video than it is to watch that nonsense, because
right.
Americanism is defined more in all the traditional way that we were all brought up. And so
right.
all of this onslaught, this satanic onslaught is, boy, it just needs to be recognized and called out as such.
It makes you wonder, when you see those type of crowds roll out, how in the world do we ever let the left get the foothold that they do?
Exactly. Yep.
You realize how small they are when you get into a large group of people who love their nation.
Right.
And are gathered together with one mind, with one spirit, you know, for your country.
That's right.
And that really came to mind for me watching the Israelites, the Israelis roll out like they did. It dwarfed any rainbow flag march, leftist, Antifa type, you know, backed upheaval or anarchy that they've been trying to demonstrate over there.
Right.
Especially in Tel Aviv.
Well, yeah, and especially because you could see the old world still there, first of all, in the architecture, of course.
Right.
But also the old world still present in the people. You know, the people have clung to their roots, to their traditional Jewish heritage, as they should. And, you know, you still see it You see it in their dancing, because the men dance in huge, huge groups, circles with, you know, hand to shoulder, all shoulder to shoulder,
yes.
And, you know, in circles and going, you know, one circle goes one way, the other one outside it is bigger, goes the other way. And they're all singing their Jewish yeah. songs. It's just fantastic.
Yep.
And so, you know, seeing that, you said that must just warm God's heart.
Oh yeah.
To see that they're celebrating what he calls them to celebrate.
Right.
And that they're celebrating
3,500 years ago.
Yeah. They're celebrating when they should, because it's a blast. And it's all about the representation of the end times when we're there for the wedding banquet with God himself face to face.
That's how it relates to the church, to the Christians,
right.
Why it should be important to us.
Exactly. Because this is Jesus. And Jesus's wedding feast,
right?
That Feast of Tabernacles is a foreshadow of things to come.
Yes.
Right? And so absolutely Christians need to be doing that. And in fact, I have the scripture right here that describes, you know, how when Christians say, no, those feasts are the Jews' feasts, just remember that God calls them his feasts.
Yep.
And if they're his and he invites us, we better go, lest we be found unworthy to go and are cast out into the outer darkness, like it says in Leviticus 23, 1 through 2. It says under the title, Feasts of the Lord. And it says, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts.
Mm-hmm.
And so right there, he doesn't say these are the feasts for the Israelites.
Right.
He says these are my feasts.
Well, and another really cool thing is there is no temple now. There is no sanctuary, but we are the sanctuary.
Yes.
We are the temple.
Right.
You know, with the Holy Spirit in us, and so we should take that with us. It doesn't mean you have to go to Jerusalem. It means it's in your heart, just like your body is the temple.
Well, right. In fact, the random turning for last Monochromatic Monday was that verse right there, saying that like Jesus being the cornerstone, we are like living stones being built into the building for God.
Right.
And
that's
so
true, with him being the chief cornerstone of the church.
Yep. Yeah. And I don't have that verse right in front of me, but that was the word of the day for last Monochromatic
right.
Monday. And so, you know, that's that is very interesting, because we also had this discussion on our Telegram channel on Saturday, because we were talking about everybody, it's Feast of Tabernacles. Sorry,
yes.
You know, sorry, it's a great feast, and don't be mad. It lasts a whole week. So if you've missed any of it at our behest, well, because of us not bringing it to your attention, well, you can still jump in. There's still a week, and it goes all the way until next Saturday.
8 days, actually.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and there are a growing number of Christians that are celebrating these feasts.
They are. Yep.
And it's just really astounding, because growing up in church, we never heard anything of it.
That's right.
I mean, we celebrated Easter, right?
That's when
they put the lamb's blood over their doors. Well, that wasn't Easter at all.
Right. That's not Easter.
Right.
Right.
And so totally missed it, you know.
Exactly.
And, but it's so cool to discover those as an adult.
And people that think, oh, feasts, that's Old Testament, we're New Testament. No, we're Christians, because Christ is from beginning to end. If you're going to quote Genesis, you know,
right.
Let there be light, you know, you better consider yourself an Old Testament Christian as well.
You better come up with a good explanation of why the early church kept those too.
Why Jesus yeah. kept all of it.
Right.
Right. And so, but a good link to the feasts in the New Testament comes to us from 1 Corinthians 5:8. So this is Paul. And
right.
This is Paul saying, therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
Hmm.
And so he is keeping all the feasts. And in fact, if as you're reading and studying Paul, there is various different times when he had to be somewhere or he couldn't be somewhere else because of the feast happening in Jerusalem.
Yes.
And he observed all of those. And so, yeah, it's a fascinating thing that we're called. We're just called. That's all there is to it. If you love God and if you believe in God and you're a follower of his son, Jesus Christ, then we are invited. And yes. And he is incensed. He is insulted when he invites you and you do not show up.
Right. Yep.
And so it's
very, very true.
Yep.
And if somebody has an issue with that, then stop talking about Samson and Delilah. Stop talking about Moses. Stop talking about Noah, Joseph.
Never reference the Ten Commandments again.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's all Old Testament stuff, right?
Yeah. No, it's all included.
God's creation.
Yeah, you can't cherry pick the Bible. It's the whole, it's one whole story all put together and for a good reason.
It's a new covenant, that's all.
Yep, that's right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we just get to see the history of the Old Covenant and the history of the New Covenant, and now we get to experience the New Covenant.
Blessed enough to be able to be grafted in because it was not intended for us.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
so
right.
So that's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, was that the word of the day?
Yeah, because we could we could go way further into that, but we would run out the whole show.
Yes. All right. Well, we're going to take a break. We do have some stuff that's not as fun to talk about. What's happening to our country? What's happening to the border? The threats that we are facing, they're very real. And we want you to be aware of those. Really pray for the Republic. We really have the sense that there is something very, let's say, spectacular and catastrophic on the way for us.
That's right.
And it's happening right under our noses. You'd have to be living under a rock not to see it if you're paying attention at all. But we're going to talk about that in segment two. Segment one brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And the website there is prepping2-0.com. And before we jump in, what was that scripture one more time?
Okay, that was Leviticus 23, verses 1 and 2, and also 1 Corinthians 5, verse 8.
Oh, got a 2-for-1 deal.
Yeah, two for on Monday.
Two for Monday. Okay, you guys stick around. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Herbert A. Philbrick.
What is communism? I've been on the inside of communism. From this knowledge, I tell you as simply and seriously as I know how. Communism is a lying, dirty, shrewd, godless, murderous, determined, as J. Edgar Hoover says, a criminal conspiracy. I'm choosing these words deliberately. Lying. Dirty, shrewd, godless, murderous, determined, and it is not an American political party like any other. It's an outlawed organization, taking its orders and instructions from another government to do everything possible to destroy our government. It's an international criminal conspiracy.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Well, Welcome back to segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Thank you guys for supporting us. You can go to radiofreeredoubt.com, click on the Donate to RFR tab to find the different ways that you can support us. We are listener-supported, almost majority listener-supported, so thank you. In any amount, $5, $10, $20, $50 a month, just it all adds up, and it's, we're very grateful, and it helps keep us on the air. Well, Lady Liberty, segment two here, we've got some stuff coming up, and it's related to what's going on the border.
That's right.
And, you know, this is pretty alarming. It's interesting because we did not discuss this prior to the show, but both of us were pulling notes on the same topic without coordinating with each other.
Well,
on
we
this.
Always do that. That just, you know, yeah. almost indefinitely, every single time we show up with all the same stuff, it's like,
yes.
You and I think the same. You and I think the same, and then the word of the day is contributed by God himself.
Absolutely. His hand is on it.
And it works.
There's an article from Law Enforcement Today talking about the terror threat. Why are all those military-aged Chinese men illegally entering into the U.S. in record numbers? The article features a interview, and Lady Liberty actually has the audio from that interview.
That's
and
cool.
I was, in my notes, I was pulling some of his quotes that I wanted to share. And this is somebody who is, he's a colonel, lieutenant colonel?
He's a colonel, yeah.
A colonel with the United States Intelligence Services.
Yep.
And, but I'll let you complete the introduction there to this first audio clip.
Okay, yeah, because what I've got here is from Epic TV in their TV special called Over the Target. And who we've got is Colonel Derek Harvey, and he is describing how the intruders coming in on our southern border are part of a special Chinese Communist Party military unit, and that, yes, they are... They're like a special ops unit, probably multiple units, in fact. Mm-hmm. And so they're coming across, they're being told to come across as individuals. They're being given basically the quote unquote, the individual uniform.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where try not to look like you're part of a special ops group from the CCP, right?
Even though we've reported on this before, and we have seen them doing a ritualistic, you know, drinking of chicken
yes,
blood.
That's right.
Which is one of the
tigers.
Yeah, it's the jungle tigers, Chinese special operations group, which is kind of their rite of passage. You know, when they are getting ready to go on an op, or when they graduate, or they go on an operation, that they do this ritualistic drinking of chicken blood together and chant and do their oaths and everything else. But
right. Well, and the thing is that according to CBP sources, the initial data for September shows there were over 260 migrant encounters at the border, 260,000, making it the highest single month ever recorded in history. And so listen here to what Colonel Derek Harvey has to say about what they found.
You know, there have been over 100 identifiable terrorists that have entered the southern border. Some we've interdicted, some we have not. We have Chinese nationals of military age coming into Latin America, coming across the southern border. They wear the same clothes, they have the same haircuts, they have the same pocket litter, they have the same knapsacks. It's like it's a uniform. And they get processed and moved on. And we know.
What do you mean by, I'm sorry, what do you mean by pocket litter? I mean, I get a vague sense, okay. But what's that?
You have the same wallet. You have the same types of identification. Oh. It's all the same. And we have good information that they are products of a, they have the same rituals. They have the same tattoos. Hmm. And the operating theory by our Border Patrol and our intelligence elements is they come from one specific special operations unit. And they have from China.
Wait, I'm sorry. You're saying, so we have a, we actually have knowledge about this. Do. So people show pictures, but you're saying that there's talk in Washington that we know who these people are. They come from a special operations unit of the Chinese Communist Party. And they're not being stopped. Or they're being stopped, but they're not being turned around.
No, they're being processed like everybody else.
We've got a second clip we're going to play here in just a moment, talking about this threat. But Michael Yon has been covering this at great length. I've covered a lot of his stuff in previous shows on the Sunday Night podcast. He's got two side-by-side pictures of a China camp in Darien, Panama. The first image is from April of 2022, and Secretary Homeland Security Mayorkas visited with cash to expand the China camp.
Wow.
Mayorkas and crew are in the image. Second image, same camp in 2023, and it has grown immensely. This main camp, Chinese spies and other Chinese passing through Panama stay the night en route to the USA. This Chinese invasion camp is paid for by the American blood and taxes.
That's wow, that's treason Michael Yon. Right there. Yep. That is prosecutable treason.
Absolutely. And here's the second clip with that audio.
Same with China, okay? You know, you've got the Securities Exchange Commission, you've got the FBI, you got DOJ with case after case of clear financial fraud, conspiracy, theft, intellectual property theft, and they are choosing not to prosecute. They are choosing not to hold them accountable at the Securities Exchange Commission. It's look the other way because money is being made.
But no one on the border is saying, like, look, what we have here is different from Sinaloa cartel or the Zetas. We're talking about military. We're talking about people who are formally affiliated with military units. I mean, of course, I guess that is what a lot of the cartel members are as well. But it's gotten this far that allowing people who are likely affiliated with CCP military units, they just walk across the border and then are ushered into the country?
That's the reality, and it's unfathomable to us. But they have their agendas, and they just do what they're told, and they're going to move forward.
So when we said pray for the Republic, we weren't kidding. We are under attack right now, this invasion. The advance party is here. Their intelligence, logistics, and saboteurs are getting in place.
That's right.
That's what it looks like to me.
Yep, me too.
Well, you guys, you be safe out there, be blessed, and be in prayer, and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.